We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, Halacha Aleph, the beginning of one of the last paragraphs. V'zeh shekosu b'shulchan Orach, kamodinim shish, kamodvorim shem vorchnoim rak boer priyah adomo, afal pishkdeom al eitzayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says, in Shulchan Orach you find that there are certain things which you make a boer priyah adomo on them, even though they grow on a tree, or what resembles a tree. Ki be'emes ma shetiknu brocha miyuchedes al priyo eitz, hu rak machmas chashivusum kanal. Because the fact that the rabbis instituted this brocha boer priyah eitz, on fruit that grows on a tree, is because that fruit is on a much higher level than the others. Ki be'emes lo itiknu brocha protius al kol dover v'dover. Because the rabbis did not institute a separate brocha for each and every single item. Rak machmas chashivus anal yichidu lehem brocha. It's only because the nefoshos that are in those items are so choshuv, therefore the rabbis instituted a separate brocha for the items growing on the tree. V'alkein ki she'enom ikra pri ein lehem oisa maila. And therefore, if you're not talking about the thing, the most important item growing on it, like we just mentioned the example of the caper bush, where on that item, on that bush, there are two or three different items that grow. If it's not the most important item on it, ein mevorchan aleim rak boer pri adomo, then the brocha that's made is the secondary brocha, the boer pri adomo. V'chein kamo dvorim shadayin le'nigmar bishul ha'peres. And the same thing is true about certain other fruits where the nature of this item is to grow further. And if a person eats it before it's fully grown, he makes a bor pri adam on it, not a bor pri eitz. Because if on a physical level this item has not yet completed itself, then it shows that the nefesh that's inside of it is also not at a certain level of shleimus, and therefore the bracha is an inferior bracha. And this is why when a person has two items in front of him, and one is more important to him, and one is less significant to him, and he's going to be eating the less significant one together with a more important one, then the law is, he makes a bracha only on the more important one. Because it all goes according to what's in your mind. Because of the fact that to you, this is the main thing. Let's say you have a person who loves herring, a delicious, juicy, salty, spicy piece of herring and onions, he'll put $50 on the table for that. Or for another person, it's lahavdil for the SYs, it's their malawach or their some other thing. And this person, let's say he's eating this piece of herring with a piece, but he doesn't eat it like straight. It's got to have something with it. It's got to have a cracker along with it. But the cracker is only to serve the herring. He doesn't like the cracker. If you offered him a cracker by itself, he ain't interested. No way. Doesn't like it. But to eat herring, to hold the herring in his hand, doesn't put the herring on a cracker and eat it that way, that's the way it's eaten. For him, he makes the bracha only on the herring. You know, he makes shahako, or the hadamah, the onions. He does not make that, the shahako he makes on the herring covers the mezonos. If to him the mezonos is completely, you know, subservient to the herring. Umeachar shezeh ikar etzloi, since that's the more important item for him, bevadai hu shleimus nafshoi. For sure, it's the nefesh in the herring that's going to be mashlim his nefesh. V'alkein mavorech olov upoiter esatofel. Therefore, he makes the bracha on the more significant item, and it covers automatically the item that's subservient to it. Afilu imhu lechem. Even if the subservient item is bread, imagine a person takes a piece of matzah, you know, or a piece of challah, and again, he wants herring. He ain't interested in them. But it doesn't look right eating the herring by itself. So he puts it looks a little bit more respectable, putting it on a small piece of challah or a piece of matzah, which is normally you would have to wash on it and bench on. Here he makes no bracha whatsoever on the challah or the matzah. Ki af shehalechem choshuv moed b'chol mokoim, because even though bread is usually very, very important as a food item, v'hu b'chinas das kanal, bread is referred to as brain food, bread is very, very good for the mind. Afal pikein miachar she'ato einoi chofetz b'lechem klal rak lechol oiso yikro b'enov. However, since at this particular moment the person is not interested in bread whatsoever, he's interested only in the piece of herring, and he's only eating the bread as you know, something to hold on to, you know. That shows that at this particular moment in time, because Rabbeinu Zal, he had quoted the chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal said that this is subject to change, that a person on Sunday could feel differently than on Monday, completely different. And on Sunday, Hashem wants him to be mesakein certain types of nefoshos. On Monday, he's involved in a different type of nefesh. On Sunday, he's eating eggs and fish. And on Monday, he's eating cheese and something else, you know. Because of what? Because of what he needs on that particular day to be mashlim his nefesh. So the fact that a few hours ago he ate bread, and he had to wash his hands in Tilas Yadayim, and he made a motzi, and he benched, and a few hours later, he's eating the same, another slice from that same loaf of bread and making zero bracha on it, is because of the fact that at these two different times, his hookup to Hashem is differently. Two different hookups. His nefesh is in a different place. And therefore, he makes the bracha on the thing that's more important to him, and it automatically covers the less important item. And because, as we said before, the main thing that gives shleimus to a nefesh, the main thing that completes a nefesh and elevates a nefesh is das. Therefore, we go by the mind of the person that's eating or drinking it. Which means, if a person's in his kitchen and his wife is serving lunch and she brings out a fruit for him, an apple, and he makes a bor preitz on the apple, and then 10 minutes later she brings out a peach, and the peach was not at the table, it wasn't even in the room at the time that he made the preitz on the apple. It was in a different room. If he had in mind at the time that he was making the bor preitz that I'm making a bracha now on this apple, and on any fruit that I'm going to be eating within this seating, his mind has the ability to reach into the next room, into the refrigerator, and connect to the peach that's there, and the bracha is covering the peach already. And if he did not have it in mind, even if the item was on the table, in a sense, but sometimes the person intended at the time he made a bracha only to eat the apple. I'm eating one fruit and that's it. And then he changed his mind. The change of mind requires a change of bracha, an additional bracha. Because the main elevation and perfection of these souls that are found in these fruit and in all of these items is dependent on the person's mind. And it's for this reason that a person is required to show respect for the food that he eats. Because wherever you're dealing with nefoshos, you have to treat them with kavod, so that the nefoshos should be willing to be released from that food item. Because the shoresh of all nefoshos is kavod, the kisei hakavod. All Jewish souls are carved out from under the throne of Hashem, which is called the throne of glory, kisei hakavod. That's why a person has to show respect for food. As is discussed in the chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 37, in the first Ezra of Likutei Moran. Baruch Hashem. Hilchas Birchas Haperos, Halacha Beis. Inyan Birchas Hanenin, V'din Kedimo Mizayin Minim Shneshtabcha Be'em Eretz Yisrael, Koidman Lakoil. The topic of making brachas on things that a person receives enjoyment from, and regarding the law that those seven items that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, we make a bracha on them first, prior, before anything else, meaning anything else in the same category. If we want to make a bracha for eitz, and we have a date, let's say, which is one of the seven items that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, and we have an orange, which is not one of the items that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, then the bracha on the date, we make the ho'eitz on the date. The chol ha'koydim b'posuk koydim l'bracha. And in addition, ki anachnu am kodosh b'nei Yisrael tzrichin sheyie kol mezoinoseinu mishefa shel Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, we, the Jewish people, who are a holy nation, we have to see to it that everything we eat should have the holiness of Eretz Yisrael in it. Meaning, even those who live in Chutz Laretz, even those who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, and even those who are eating food that comes from outside of Eretz Yisrael, we have to see to it that the food should have in it from the Shefa of Eretz Yisrael, from the blessing of Eretz Yisrael, from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki rak Eretz Yisrael shayach lonu b'nei Yisrael. Because only Eretz Yisrael is applicable to the Jewish people. That's the only land that's ours. That's our connection. And that's our land. Even the Jews that live outside of Eretz Yisrael, they also have a kesher to Eretz Yisrael. Avol shefa v'achilo shel chutz laretz einoi kedai lanu. Whereas food of chutz laretz doesn't really have a kesher to us, doesn't have a connection to us. The Jews, the Torah, and Eretz Yisrael are one. They go together. Ki chutz laretz hu avira tomei. Because the chutz laretz, the atmosphere is impure. It's considered to be tomei. V'hi tachas memshelas ha-sitrachra, and it's under the control of the sitrachra. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, the Gemara tells us, that just as on earth is a concept of the United Nations, where each nation has a representative there, so too in heaven, lahavdil, there's a United Nations, where each nation has an angel that represents it. The only nation that does not have an angel representing it is Bnei Yisrael. Our angel is Hashem himself. Hashem is our angel. Hashem is the angel over Eretz Yisrael. So all the other nations, when a Jew lives in Egypt, he is not an Egyptian. When a Jew lives in America, he's not an American. And all the Americans that are going to hear this cassette better hear it loud and clear. They're not Americans. They're Jews. Their country is Eretz Yisrael. They happen to currently be living in the United States. The United States happens to be a Malchus Shel Chesed. So far, for the past couple of hundred years that the Jews are living in the United States, so far the Americans have been good to them for the most part. There have been some not so good Americans too. Some presidents who lived during the times of world wars who were in a position to save hundreds of thousands of lives and smoked cigars instead, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But to know that the other countries are under the memshola of the sitrachra, ve'enoi roi hashboso l'Yisrael, and therefore the sustenance of these other countries isn't worthy of going to a Jew. A Jew deserves better. A Jew deserves shefa of Eretz Yisrael. Al keinonu tzrichem l'sakein kol achiloseinu shtiyoseinu sheyiyeh bebechinas shefa shel Eretz Yisrael ki ilu yoytzei me'Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, a Jew, no matter where he lives, has to see to it to improve his food and drink, to elevate it, that it should have in it the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. It should have from the Shef of Eretz Yisrael. And the way that we do that is through the bracha, the blessing that we say on the food and drink. When we acknowledge and bless Hashem over the fact that He created this food, by doing that, we generate an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael wherever we are, in whatever country we find ourselves. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki ikare Eretz Yisrael nasa al yidei koyach ma'asov higid liyamoy loses lehem nachlas goyim kemoy shekosov rabbeinu neiro yoyer al inyan mechoas kaf betfila simen memdalet ayin shom. Because Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness and its specialness from the fact that Hashem told the world that he created it, as is discussed in chapter 44 in the first half of Likut Imran. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies it a little. Dahainu, Mashom Razal, this goes back to what the Medrash says. It's quoted in the first Rashi in the Torah. Lomo posach haTorah bebereshis. The Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak asked the question, why does the Torah begin by telling us stories? In the beginning, Hashem created the world. If I want a storybook, I'll buy a storybook. If I want to know the book of laws and commandments and the book of Hashem, I would think that it should start on page one, giving us the laws, you know, telling us what we're required to do as Jews. Why does it begin telling us that Hashem created everything? So the Medrash answers over there, because Hashem was concerned that the non-Jews shouldn't come and say, hey, Eretz Yisrael was ours. We were there first. How dare the Jews evict us and move into Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, in order to preempt that, Hashem wrote on page one, I created everything. I own everything. I have the right to lease it out to whoever I want for whatever length of time I want. And whenever I say the lease is over, the lease is up, I have the right to move them out and move in the next tenant. So that Kaviyochel Hashem is the one who allowed the non-Jews to be there for whatever period of time he wanted them to be there. And when Hashem decided that it's time for them to leave, Hashem, from the fact that Hashem created everything and wrote that on page one, Hashem has the authority and the full right to say who the land belongs to. And Hashem is the one who gave it over to the Jewish people. Ela mishum koyach masav. The Medrash answers over there, because Hashem wanted to show that it's my actions. I created everything. And therefore, b'rtzoinoi nosno lehem, Hashem, from his will, gave it to the non-Jews for however long he wanted them to have it. U'b'rtzoinoi notlo mehem v'unasono lanu. And when Hashem decided, he took it away from them and gave it to us. Nimtza. So we see from that, She'ikar Eretz Yisrael nase al yidei shenezgale Hashem izbora bora kol olam kuloi ubeyodoi litna lamishi yirtze. So therefore we see from this that the essence of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, is based on the fact that Hashem made it clear that he created everything, and therefore he has the right to temporarily lease it out to whomever he wants, then to take it back and establish permanently whomever he wants should have a permanent presence there. And therefore, ukishonu mevorchinu moide moisiz baruch aleze pri shebro. Similarly, when a Jew makes a bracha on a fruit or any food item, and in the bracha he blesses Hashem, and he acknowledges that Hashem created this, Hashem created everything, by doing that, we are establishing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael also down in Florida, where that orange comes from. Wherever that, you know, wherever the, by us declaring that Hashem created this, and we're giving it the same holiness that Eretz Yisrael has. Because the Medrash tells us over there that what makes Eretz Yisrael is the fact that Hashem established up front, I created everything, I made everything. And if the non-Jews were there for a certain period of time, doesn't mean nothing. Whenever I decide, you know, I let them stay there, you know, like a person lets a cat stay in the house for a period of time, until he decides, I don't want that cat here no more. The cat goes out, and the residents remain, the inhabitants remain. So here also, Hashem had the goyim in there temporarily for entertainment, for whatever reasons Hashem wanted. As soon as he decided that show was over, he put the permanent residents in there, which are Bnei Yisrael. And the way that that's established is based on the fact that Hashem said up front, I created everything. Similarly too, when a Jew makes a bracha on a food item by which he's declaring that Hashem created everything, he's establishing Eretz Yisrael where he is, or where that fruit comes from, even if it's not actually Eretz Yisrael. By us showing and admitting that Hashem created everything, Shemizeh Nase Iker Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, since that's what really establishes the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the Gemara says in Brachos, Ksiv, there's one pasuk that says, Lashem Haaretz Umloya, that everything belongs to Hashem, the world and everything in it belongs to Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, V'haaretz Nosan Levnei Adam, the same part, the end of that pasuk is, and Hashem gave the world over to man. Make up your mind, which is it? Does it belong to Hashem or does it belong to man? So the Gemara answers, "Kan koydom abrocha, kan azay Lashem aretz umloya." Before a person makes a bracha, everything belongs to Hashem. This orange belongs to Hashem. If I didn't make a bracha on it yet, "Kan liachar brocha." As soon as I make a bracha on it, azay vo aretz nosan lefnei Adam, Hashem gives it over to me. Hashem makes it mine. Hashem transfers the ownership to me. Nimtza. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we see from that Gemara, Shela'achar brocha ksiv v'ha'oretz nosan, that the pasuk there says that after the person makes a bracha, Hashem gives over the land. V'hainu b'chinas koyach masav loses lohem nachlas goyim. That's the same type of wording that's used about Hashem giving Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. You follow the pasuk there uses that similar wording, Lo seis lohem nachlas goyim, that Hashem gives to the Jews something which was not originally theirs, seemed not to be theirs originally. Hainu shalidei habrocha onu koinin es olam, through by making a bracha on the item, we buy the world. We acquire, not buy, we acquire the world. Shashmiz borach nisan alonu alidei habrocha shenabrocha noisei kanal. As a result, as a reward for us making a bracha on something, Hashem gives that item away to us. V'zehu mamish b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly the way the Torah describes our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. Shom Razal, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Koyach ma'asov higid li'amoi, Hu bro, Hashem created it, uberetzoino in the son Elohim, and out of when Hashem wanted to, He gave the land to the others, to the goyim, lo seis lahem nachlas goyim, and when Hashem wanted to, He took it away from them and gave it to us. So too, when a Jew makes a bracha, he's broadcasting the same exact message. As the pasuk says, the land is given over to man. When is that, the Gemara says? After you make a bracha. Which is the land? V'alkein gam kan nase Eretz Yisrael kanal. And therefore, in the place that the person is, whether it's the United States, whether it's England, wherever it is, even in Chutz Loretz, the place becomes, to a degree, Eretz Yisrael. By the making of the bracha. V'zehu hashinui shebein aksuvim. And now you could also understand the difference between these two psukim. Shekoydama brocha ksiv lashem haoretz umloya tevel v'yoshvevo. Before a person says a brocha on the food, the pasuk says the land and everything in it and all its inhabitants belong to Hashem. Shepirish Rashi shekoy al eretz Yisrael v'shar arotzos. Rashi Kodesh says over there that Pasuk is referring to Eretz Yisrael and all other countries. That both Eretz Yisrael and all other countries belong to Hashem before a person makes a bracha. V'achar bracha ksiv stam v'ha'oretz nosan levnei hodom. And after the person makes the bracha, what does the pasuk say about that? V'ha'oretz, and the land Hashem has given over to man. Eretz Stam. Which land? The land. Ki b'chol mokim shekosav Eretz Stam hu Eretz Yisrael. Shenikar Eretz Stam. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Neri Yoyer hu kemurgol b'divei Razal dekor Eretz Yisrael Eretz Stam. Because we know that there's a rule. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this and it's found throughout the Gemara. That whenever the Pasuk says just Eretz by itself, land, it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. So look at this. This is strange. The beginning of the pasuk says, everything belongs to Hashem. And Rashi says, and it uses the word ha'oretz. Lashem ha'oretz m'loya, that all countries belong to Hashem. Rashi HaKadosh says right over there, this means Eretz Yisrael and other countries. Then the pasuk says, v'ha'oretz nosan levnei adam. And the land Hashem has given over to man. Rashi says, which land? Eretz Yisrael. Why the sudden change? So the Gemara says, this is before the bracha, this is after the bracha. After the bracha, Rashi should also say that Eretz Yisrael, or Lahavdil America, or this, is given over to man. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, after the bracha, Eretz Yisrael is given over to man. Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, this teaches us, Shela'achar ha-brocha, that once a person says a bracha on a food item, Shenizgala shashem izborach bora ha-koil, and by doing that, he's stating that Hashem created everything. Uberetzoinoi litno lemishi yirtze, and Hashem has the right to give it to everyone. Azai v'ho'oretz nosan levnei odom eretz stam. Then the land is given over to the person, to man. Which land? Eretz Stam, Hainu Eretz Yisrael. The person who made the bracha receives Eretz Yisrael. Hainu Shenasa HaKoil Eretz Yisrael Kanal. By making that bracha, he makes wherever he is, or wherever that food comes from, have an aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Aval koidem bracha, yesh chiluk bein Eretz Yisrael, shekdushos ha-mikvar, ubein shara rotzeis shem chutzloretz. Whereas before he made the bracha, on the first part of the pasuk where it said everything belongs to Hashem, which is before the bracha, there Rashi said Eretz Yisrael and other countries, meaning before the bracha is made, there's a distinction, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and other countries. Eretz Yisrael has an innate kedusha, it has a kedusha of its own, and Shari Arotzes are garbage. Shari Arotzes have nothing. In comparison, lahavdol, they're tomei. Whereas after the bracha, there is no Eretz Yisrael and Shari Arotzos. After the bracha, there's only Eretz Yisrael. After the bracha, the person, by making the bracha, was able to convert whatever land he's in or whatever country the food comes from to elevate it to a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Vezehu shemachalik haposuk hanemar koidem bracha ksiv l'ashem aratzim lo yatevel dahainu Eretz Yisrael v'shar aratzlis k'ma shepirish Rashi. And this is why in the first part of the pasuk, when it's talking about before the bracha, there it lists Eretz Yisrael and other countries as separate entities. Rashi lists them separately. Eretz Yisrael v'shar aratzlis. Ki koidem abrocha, koidem shenizgala shakoil shelo yisborach, afal pi shebe'emes hakoil shelo yisborach, kamash kosov la shem oretzim loya, afal pi kein loy nimshach, dushas eretz Yisrael amata b'chol mokam kanal. Because before the bracha was made, when everything was in Hashem's possession, even though everything is in Hashem's possession, because you didn't say that, because it hasn't been declared yet on earth, then the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael has not yet been drawn down here, you know, to all places. Even though, so what whether, you know, you would say, what do you mean? So what whether you said it or not? The reality is that Hashem created everything. You mean to say whether if I say it, it makes it all Hashem's. If I don't say it, it doesn't make it all Hashem? No. The truth is, Hashem created everything. But if it's just up to that, if it's just up to what Hashem created, there's Eretz Yisrael and there's Lahavdol Shari Arotzes. When a Jew comes along, when a Yid comes along and announces Hashem created everything, Hashem gives a Yid the ability to, but wherever the place is that he's making that announcement, to convert that to a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Or over whatever item he's making the announcement, to convert that item to a Shef of Eretz Yisrael. It's only when it's revealed down below on earth, when a Yid makes an announcement that Hashem created everything, and Hashem gave it us, ki ikur kol hakdushois einon nimshochois rakish and izgale lemato kdushas alekusim malchusis borach. Because usually holiness does not flow until somebody on earth here turns the faucet on. Until a yid does a pula, and isarusa de la sato, he does something down here below, that causes the holiness to flow. She'oz nimshach hakidusha gam lamato. That's what causes the holiness to be drawn below here also. Vazai nasa b'chol mokoy meretz Yisrael kanal ha'idei abrocha. And then, when a Jew declares that Hashem created everything by making a bracha, then he has the ability to draw, to reveal Hashem over here, and uberetzoinoi nosno lanu, and declare that Hashem gave it to us out of His own goodwill. Kama shikos zavoretz nosam kanal nimtzo shaydei abrocha nase b'chol mokoy meretz Yisrael. So therefore, we've shown in this paragraph that it's by the bracha that's said on the food or food or drink, he makes that into a chef of Eretz Yisrael, or he makes the place that he's in a place, the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. To summarize this concept here, Rabbein Azal in Likut Imran, the chapter Mem Dalid, which Ramos Azal quoted up front, is talking there about tefillah, about a person davening. We know that the main hatzlocha in tefillah is when a person davens in Eretz Yisrael. Much the tefillah is much more accepted by Hashem than a person davening outside of Eretz Yisrael. So now, and to the point where the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you must face towards Eretz Yisrael when you're davening Shmon Esrei, to show your connection there and to show that that's how you want your tefillah to go up to Hashem, via Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that there are certain things that a Jew can do in tefillah whereby he establishes an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael wherever he's standing, even if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. For instance, when a person claps his hands, in tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk, Koyach Masa of Higid Liamoi. Koyach refers to the 28 parts of the hands. Twice Yad is Koyach, and the Yudalit Pirk in the Yod, and etc. Rabbeinu Zal shows there how by doing that you establish an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael where you are. Because the way that Hashem established the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael to begin with is, as Rashi points out in Chumash, that by Hashem saying, by Hashem announcing, I created everything, I made everything, that's what established the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what made Eretz Yisrael belong to Bnei Yisrael. That's what really made it ours. That's what Rashi HaKadosh points out in the first Rashi in the Chumash. So Rabbeinu Zal over there uses that pasuk to show that there are certain things that establish an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael where you are. Rav Nosson Zal says that I can go ahead and apply that same thing to the concept of making a bracha on food. Because making a bracha on food is also declaring that Hashem created everything. It's a way of announcing Koyach Ma'asav Higid L'Yamoy. And Koyach Ma'asav Higid L'Yamoy is what established the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael to begin with. Okay, we'll continue. That's one section of this halacha that Rav Nosson Zal ties it into the Torah and Likut Imran, Torah Mem Dalet, in the first half of Likut Imran. Now, this next piece of the halacha, Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie it into the second half of Likut Imran, Torah Mem, which we just had recently in a halacha in Berachas Hamazon. Gam Isa V'Divrei Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer. It's also found in Rabbeinu Zal's writings, She'ikar Eretz Yisrael al yidei enei hashgachosu yisborach, that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes of Hashem looking upon it. Shehu mashgiach Eretz Yisrael tomid, whereby Hashem's always looking at Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosuv, tomid enei Hashem alakecho bo, the eyes of Hashem are constantly upon Eretz Yisrael. And that's where the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from. It comes from the eyes of Hashem. And what causes the eyes of Hashem to sparkle, you know, to give off this light, this holiness of Eretz Yisrael? That's brought about through the pride and nachas and satisfaction that Hashem gets from Bnei Yisrael. Shaydeze ha-hisparus nas in b'chinas tefillin. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that from the pride and nachas that Hashem gets from Bnei Yisrael, that generates a concept of tefillin. Because tefillin is also called pride, pe'er. Pe'er chachovu sholecho. Val yidei ha-tefillin moichin nas in b'chinas einayim shemashgiach bohem. And when this tefillin is generated, and tefillin is synonymous with moichin, tefillin is an oyer hasechel, then that beams a light to the eyes, kaviyachol, to the eyes of Hashem, shemashgiach bohem, who looks upon Eretz Yisrael and upon Bnei Yisrael. Sheidezeh nase kiddushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. And that's what creates the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ayin shom heite. Look over there in Likutei Moran. Study that chapter well. B'maymar hamaschel mi shiyodeya me Eretz Yisrael. B'Likutei Moran tanina simen mem. The chapter that begins with the words a person who knows the sweet taste of Eretz Yisrael, the Sana'a Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas habrocho shal yodo no'ois Eretz Yisrael. What Rabbi Nazal says over there about how is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael generated through the eyes of Hashem, which receive from the Pe'er, from the Hisparus of Klal Yisrael. Based on that, we could understand how when a Yid makes a bracha, he's also generating the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ki kishonu mevorchon oisei isborach, umeshapchen mefo'an oisei isborach. Because when we bless Hashem and praise Hashem, azai hu yisborach mispo'er bono, then Hashem blesses us and praises us back. The more we take pride in Hashem, the more Hashem takes pride in us. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Es Hashem he'emarto v'Hashem he'emircha. You have praised Hashem, and Hashem praised you. Dainu shonu mefo'arnu mevorchon oisei isborach. We praise and bless Hashem. V'huma mireinu, and He is our pride. Sha'onu misamreinu misporim bo yisborach. We take pride in Hashem. Shehu aleikenu shebor hakol. He's our Hashem who created everything. V'oz v'Hashem hemircha. And when we do that, Hashem ends up praising us. Shehu yisporach mispor bonu gam kein shanachnu amoy bebchinas Yisrael shebechayisporach. Hashem shows off and is proud of the fact that we are His people, as the pasuk says, Yisrael shebechayisporach. Vaydeze nase kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and that's what generates the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nazal said in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that it's from the hisparus, from the pride that Hashem gets from Bnei Yisrael, that's what causes kaviyochol, the eyes of Hashem, to sparkle and to give off that light, that kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Nosson Zal says we have another eitzah. One eitzah, in other words, the way that we generate that hisparus is by being mefoyer Hashem. When a person praises Hashem, what does Hashem do? Hashem praises that person. So that generates Jewish pride. Us praising Hashem generates His sparus. That bechina v'Yisrael Hashem b'cho espoer. V'yalkein zayin aminim shebohem nishtabcher. It's Yisrael heimugdomim lebracha. And it's for this reason that the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person has a choice of making a boyer priates on an orange, for example, or on a fig, the orange is not one of the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. The fig is, he should make the ho'eitz on the fig, on the one that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Why? Sheheim shevach Eretz Yisrael. Because they are the praise and pride of Eretz Yisrael. Heim atzmon bechinas kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. We said Eretz Yisrael draws its kiddusha from hisparus. These seven minim are hisparus. The Torah said that Hashem was mitpa'er with these seven minim. Ki ikar kedusha Eretz Yisrael aydei einei hashgachos yisborach shemestakel botom kanal. Because as we saw before, the main kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes from the fact that Hashem is looking at Eretz Yisrael. Ubeshiva saminim amrazal. And regarding these seven types, the Gemara says, kol hamikraze kuloi lishiure nemar. That the seven items that are listed in the pasuk, chita, seira, gefen, te'ena, rimain, zeis shemen, and dvash, that each one of those seven items was listed to teach us different measurements that are used in Yiddishkeit. Chita, lebechdei achilas pras. Wheat is used regarding the measurement of achilas pras. How much time a person has from the time that he makes a bracha on something, let's say, to the time that he eats, to eat a certain sizable amount. In the case of bread, for example, or he has to eat a certain amount within the timing of Kedei Achilas Pras. Nimtza, sheshivas haminim heim shiurin shel Torah, shebohem misharin shiurei Torah, shebohem misharin shiurei Torah. So therefore, we see that one of the ways that Hashem uses these Shiva Saminim is to define the measurements of Yiddishkeit, the measurements of the Torah. V'shiurin doiraiso heim bechina seinayim. And we know that measurements are tied into the eyes. Bechinas hashochor shebayin, specifically the pupil of the eye, shehu mitzamseim horois. That's the part of the eye that constricts, that controls how large or small the item appears to us. Bechinas shiura da'asmin doiraiso. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Lamed and Likut Imran, the concept of the measurements of exactly how each letter of the Torah has to be measured. A yud, if it's a drop longer, it's a vav. If it's a drop too short, it's this. You know, all the precision measurements. So we see, therefore, that these shiva saminim that are used to describe the praise of Eretz, that are used to praise Eretz Yisrael with, are also used to define all measurements in Yiddishkeit. Measurements is something that relates to the eye, because the pupil of the eye, Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, the shochor shebayim, the pupil of the eye, is called the bas ayin. That's another name of it, and the Zohar Kodesh refers to the term sara uchma, black hair. Sara uchma, sar is miloshen shiur, shiur and dasman doiraisa. Rabbeinu Zal over there ties the two things in. V'yalkein shiva saminim shem shiur and doiraisa heim bebechinas einayim, bas ayim. So therefore, these seven items, which are used to define the measurements, they are the concept of the eyes, the pupil of the eye. V'yalkein heim shiva, and this is why there's specifically seven listed there, keneged shiva gildeina, corresponding to seven parts of the eye. V'yalkein bohem daikon ishtabach Eretz Yisrael, and this is why it's through in these seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael aydei b'chinas einei ashgachosis barakana, because as we said before, the main kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes of Hashem upon it. So the eyes of Hashem, the eye is seven, has a seven in it, and it's beaming to these seven shiva saminim. V'yalkein meshabcho ha-toiro shenimtzabo shiva saminim elu shem b'chinas shiurin diasvon b'chinas basayin zayin gildedena b'chinas tzimtzum horois. Rav Nosson Zal is showing how this is all connected. The symbolism in the eye corresponding to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. V'yalkein ayde zayin minim elu shem shiurin doiraisa, and therefore through these seven species which are used to define all the measurements of the Torah, yuchal lahamshich einei hashgachos yisbarach l'Eretz Yisrael. A person has the ability to draw the eyes of Hashem, the hashgacha, on Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikra ha-hashgacha al-yidei abasayin. Because the main ability to see is in the pupil of the eye. Dahainu tzimtzum harois. That's the part of the eye that limits what's being taken into the eye. That's the lens of the eye, in a sense. You know, that defines how much light goes in, how large or small the person sees. Tzimtzum harois. Shubachina shirin dayraisa kanal. Nimso sheshevach shiva saminim shayech l'shevach hasomuch. Tchombedein shem alokei chobo. So therefore, the praise of the shiva saminim is associated with the praise of Hashem's eyes always looking upon Eretz Yisrael. Ki einav yisborach shom al yidei zayin haminim shebechina shiurin doraisa basayin kanal. Because what draws the eyes of Hashem to Eretz Yisrael is these shiva saminim. Nimtza sheshiva saminim shebahem nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael heimatzman bechinas kiddush es Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, these seven species, which are listed as the pride of Eretz Yisrael, they are actually what draw the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael into it. Because the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes of Hashem, from those Zayin Gildiena. And it's the Zayin Minim that have a magnetic attraction, a magnetic pull on the eyes of Hashem, Kav Yochel. V'yalkein heim koidmen lebrocho. And it's for this reason that if they're in the plate, you make a brocha on them before anything else in the same family. Ki ikar habrocho hu rak laham shechdusha Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because as we said before, one of the main reasons why a person makes a brocha on food is to draw the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael onto that fruit, or into the place he's in. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein kol hakoidem b'posuk koidem lebrocha. And it's for this reason that if, let's say, in the posuk over there, it says Eretz Chito u'Seira, Soira is listed second, Chita is listed first in the Pasuk. The Gemara learns out that if a person has a choice of making a bracha on something made from wheat or something made from barley, and they're both the same bracha, they both are mezonos, let's say, they're both mezonos items, he should rather make the mezonos on the item made from chita rather than on barley, since chita is listed first in the pasuk. Ki kol akodim b'pasuk kodim lebracha. Ki asvon doiraisa heim b'chinas eine ashgachos yisborach. Because the letters of the Torah correspond to the eyes of Hashem, b'chinas basayin. Because in the Torah also is found the hashgacha of Hashem. As is explained in Torah Yud Gimel in the first half of Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal says over there in Likutei Moran in Torah Yud Gimel that the Torah is composed of ta'amim, nekudos, tagin, oisios. The musical notes, the vowels, the crowns on the letters, and the actual letters themselves. Those four correspond to the four parts of the eye. So we see that just like Eretz Yisrael has in it these Zion Minim, which draw the eyes of Hashem upon them, through the, they draw the Zion Gildeena, the Hashgach of Hashem on Eretz Yisrael. The Torah has in it these four ingredients that draw upon it the four parts of the eyes of Hashem, Kaviyochel, the Hashgach of Hashem. And it's for this reason that whichever is listed first in the pasuk, that's the one you would give first preference to in terms of making a bracha. Because that's the one that's closer to the Hashgach of Hashem. And the Hashgach of Hashem is what generates the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'atom yushev heitev mashik shu b'gamora al posuk eretz chita soira shalom domimenu din kedima. Now you can understand a question that's raised in the Gemara. The Gemara over there says that we learn out the halacha of which bracha, which food item to eat first if you have a choice of eating something made from barley or made from wheat, or if you have a choice of making a bayer prioates on grapes or on figs, which one to make the bracha on first. That you go by the one that's listed first in the pasuk. So the Gemara asks over there, hold on a second, how could you use the pasuk to learn that from it when the pasuk is already in use? The pasuk's already been used for something else. V'hikshu, the Gemara asks, Hahu l'gufa itzrich, what are you talking about? Each word listed in that pasuk is used for a different drasha. What's the different drasha? The measurements. To define measurements, chita is used to measure this, soira is used to measure that. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki kol hamikra l'shurin emar. The Gemara says over there, because the entire pasuk was written to teach us measurements in Yiddishkeit. So Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki adarabo zehu daiko shevach eretz Yisrael shenimtza bo zayin minim elu shebohem misharin shurin doiraisa. This is mamish the praise of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Eretz Yisrael has these seven types, which are used to define all the measurements of the Torah. Shezeu b'chinas basayin, that's the concept of the pupil of the eye, which measures what goes into the eye and what doesn't. Shemizeh b'atzmai nasi gedushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. And we had learned earlier that the gedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eye. Tomid einei Hashem elokecha bo. U'machmazeh b'atzmai roi lagdimam lebracha. And it's for that reason also that this pasuk should decide which item to make the bracha on first. Ki ikara bracha hu lahamshich kiddusha Eretz Yisrael. Because we learned in the first half of this halacha that one of the main reasons you're making a bracha on food is to draw the kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael over there. If that's the case, then to decide which one to make a bracha on first, we go by which one. Defines the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael first. Which one is first in defining the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which is in that pasuk, Eretz Chita Soira. So Rav Nosson Zal now, towards the end, took two chapters in the Likutei Moran. He used each one to give a different, seemingly different explanation as to why we make brachas on food, and how by our making a bracha on food we create Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And then in the end he wrapped them both together. He showed how those two chapters in the Likutei Moran explain why, how that pasuk can teach us two seemingly distinct items. One is measurements, and the other one is the din kedima of Eretz Yisrael. Hilchis Birchis Aperois, Halacha Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, Inyan Birchis Aperois, Al Pi Amaymar Dirshu Hashem Ve'uzoi Bakshu Fon of Tomid B'Simen Lamed Zayin Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah Kula. This chapter will be based on chapter 37 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is titled Dirshu Hashem Ve'uzoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, review it well, so you'll have a good introduction. Uktsas Hayotzi Mishom Bekitzur Hu. And Rav Nosson says, let me give you a brief summary of what that chapter has in it. Ki guf vonefesh heim bechinas odom ubehema. The body versus the soul is similar to the concept of human versus animal. Oyer v'choshech, light and darkness. Chochma v'sichlus, intelligence versus foolishness. Bechinas zikoroin v'shikcha, the ability to remember and and forgetfulness. These are all opposites, direct opposites. And Rabbeinu Zal over there lists column A and he lists column B. He shows what the opposites are in each case. Bechinas chochmas ha-Torah v'chochmas chitzonius shein bechinas sichlus k'neged chochmas ha-Torah. This is the example of the chochmas of the Torah, which are called true chochmas, versus the chochmas chitzonius, the secular wisdoms, which are foolishness compared to the wisdom of the Torah. V'tzorech kol echod lehachnia ha-choymer, haynu b'chinas miso, b'chinas sichlus, shel aguf, shel dal yisoidois, k'may shekosu b'zoyer ha-kodesh. And Rabbi Nezal says there that each and every single person has to see to it to subdue the physicalness, the gashmius, the death, the foolishness of the body, of the Dalad Yisoides, of the four basic components of the body, Kamay Shekosu B'Zohar HaKadosh, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh, that's the job of the person, to humble, to make the body subservient to the Neshama. V'ze Nas Al Yedei HaTainis. And the way that a person accomplishes that is by fasting. When a person fasts, he puts the soul in charge, and he puts the body, he humbles the body, he shows that the neshama is controlling the body. The body's not going to eat whenever it wants. Whenever it decides it's hungry, I'll decide when to put food in. That kind of thing. And it's also, the Gemara says, that the most rewarding item of a fast is the charity, the tzedakah that's given at the fast. That's what makes the fast most effective. V'chulu v'chulu, etc., etc. Look over there in Likutei Moran, where all of this is elaborated on. Avol yesh shnei b'chinos tzedakah. Rabbi Nezal explains over there that there are two types of tzedakah. Tzedakah b'chutz loretz, v'tzedakah b'eretz Yisrael, shehi gedoylo ulamalo mitzidkas chutz loretz. There's the tzedakah of the rest of the world, and there's the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael. And the tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael is obviously on a higher level. The charity in Israel is on a higher level than charity in other places of the world. Ki yesh shnei bechinas Torah, because there's also two types of Torah. Ki ein doime ha-Torah ha-yotze mihevel sheyesh boichet la-ha-Torah ha-yotzas mihevel shein boichet. Because you can't compare the level of Torah that's coming forth from a mouth that has not committed any sins yet, let's say small children, 6, 7, 8-year-old children going to cheder, and they're speaking the words of the Chumash with purity. You know, these kids aren't old enough to have committed any sins yet. Versus Chas v'Shalom, divrei Torah that are being spoken by people who are older who have committed sins. Ki ein hadin nimtak vein oylo miskayim elo al hevel piyim shel tinoikos shabbos rabbam. Rabbi Nezal there says that one of the most powerful things in being able to sweeten any judgment against the person, or in terms of keeping the world going, the most powerful thing is the speech of the small children, the little children. When they start learning Torah, when they start davening, their words are the most pure, and that's what really keeps the world going. V'ze pirish v'chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on that also over there. V'zeh pirish v'zochartiz brisi Yaakov, v'avez brisi Yitzchok, v'avez brisi Avram, ad v'ho'oretz ezkor. And the pasuk finishes over there, v'ho'oretz ezkor, and I will remember the land. So we see the land, Eretz Yisrael, is b'chinas zikoroin. Al yidei avir ad Eretz Yisrael, v'aydei hevel shein boichet, aydei zeh nizgalin ho'avois bo'ilom lo'hogen. Rabbi Nazal says over there that through the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and through the holiness that comes forth from the mouths of the small children, their Limud HaTorah, that brings about a revelation of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The light of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov is revealed in the world to protect. And v'nidche hadin v'hachoshech, and the judgment and darkness is pushed away, is removed, eliminated. B'chinas hachomer v'hasichlus, the gashmius and the foolishness is all eliminated. V'nisale hasechel, and the sechel, the intellect, is elevated. Shehu b'chinas hanefesh, which is the soul, the neshama. B'chinas ha-Torah, b'chinas oyer v'chaim v'chesed, the concept of light and life and kindness, all of those things are elevated. V'zeh shomer hazal, and this is why the Gemara says, ha-yoshev b'tainis nikra chosid, that a Jew who accepts upon himself to fast is called a chosid, a very righteous person. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, goymel nafshoy ish chosid, ki mevatel hadin v'choshech, because we said that by fasting a person eliminates judgment, he eliminates darkness and judgments. Umamshech hasodim, and he draws kindness upon himself and upon the world. V'hu gemilas chesed l'nafshoy, and this is a form of doing an act of kindness to his soul. Hainu lahat Torah, which means also to the Torah, because the Torah is connected to all the Jewish souls. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where all of this is discussed at length. Rav Nosson Zal is just giving you mamish titles, like, you know, headers. For details, you have to look it up in Likutei Moran, chapter 37. V'zeh pirish shloisha azhorois shehizhir Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira minitzivin. And this is also tied into the three warnings that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira from the city of Netzivan gave over to his children when he was about to pass away. He zoharu bezokein sheshokach talmudoi. Number one, be careful, make sure you show respect to an older person who forgot his learning. You have a person who, when he was young, his mind was razor sharp and knowledgeable and everything. And when he gets older, chas v'shalom, some people, their mind weakens. The mind is no longer anywhere near what it was. Still, you have to treat him with the full respect. Vizaru bevriten. And be careful about the vriten. The vriten are special veins in the neck. When it comes to shechita, we know that basically, usually, in order for a shechita to be considered kosher, you have to cut the two simonim, the veshet and the kona, the windpipe and the food pipe. But there are some opinions in the Gemara that include this vriten, a special set of small veins that are also in that area. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said to his kids, make sure to be machmir when it comes to shechita, to include the vriten in what's required to be kosher. Number three, v'hizaru b'bnei amei ha'oretz, and be careful about children who come from parents who are not learned, not rabbis. Shemehem teitzei Torah, because sometimes, even though the parents are not learned, their children can become great rabbis. So don't just look at this person and say, he's not a rabbi, so his family is unimportant. You never know. You never know. One generation is simple working people. The next generation could be leading rabbis. You never know. Ki elu hagimel bechinois meramzim lehisalus hanefesh vasechel vatorah vazikorin. Because Rabbi Nazal shows there how these three items, these three warnings that he gave, are all tied into elevating the nefesh, the soul, the sechel, the mind, the Torah, and the ability to remember, zikorin. Ki shoresh ha-Torah hu kovoid Hashem Yisborach. Because we know the foundation of Torah, the root, the source of Torah is kovoid Hashem, the respect for Hashem. Kemo Yishakosav, as the Pasuk says, lichvoidi berosiv yitzartiv avasisiv, that the entire creation was for the kovoid of Hashem. V'alkein al yidei ha-kovoid shenoisnin lezokin sheshokach talmudoi, and therefore, by showing respect to an older person who forgot his learning, al yidei zeh nisala ha-nefesh vazikorin, zikorin. This brings about an elevation to the nefesh and zikorin. Sheshochach talmudai. By giving kovod with his shikha, you're misaking the shikha. Vezehu hizoru bevritin. Ki adam hua nefesh shebo begilgul istakin. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the vritin are veins that have blood in them. And we know that blood is the soul. The blood carries the soul, the nefesh, which is coming begilgul, coming back reincarnated in order to get a tikkun. So by shechting properly, bishlemus, that's how you're mala the nefesh. You're mala the nefesh hamigulgal in that animal, in the behema, in the whatever it is. Vitzorich hashechet lechavein lahalois hanefesh shebedam. Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Kutimran explains that a shechet, one who slaughters meat al pitoira, has a tremendous responsibility. Besides doing the physical movements, lahalocha, he has to have in mind that through his act of shechita, the nefesh, the soul that's found in that animal, should be elevated. Lahalois hanefesh shebedam, the nefesh that's found in the blood. Gam ikar chisorn haparnoso hu rak al yidei shechatim she'ena mugonim, v'chulu v'chulu. And Rabbeinu Zal over there explains in Likut Imran that when the Jews experience struggle in earning money, one of the main reasons is that the shechtim are not doing their job properly. When the shechtim don't do their job properly, it affects the parnos of Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal there shows the connection. Ki ha-shechet he-hogun machil u-mefarneis li-Yisrael ha-yidei she-mala ha-nefoshes la-shechina. Because a shechet who shechts properly, he helps give parnosa to Klal Yisrael. By the fact that he elevates the nefesh that's found in that animal, he elevates it to the shechina, to the spirit of Hashem. V'chein lehepech. And the opposite is also true, that a shechet who's improper takes away parnosa from the Jews, chas v'shom. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran, you'll see all of this explained very well. Vizehu Oich Leyami Ichlu Lechem V'chulu. Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes this posuk, on which the Gemara says, Rav Omar Elu Adayonim Ushmul Omar Elu Malamdei Tinoikos. Rav says the posuk is referring to the judges. Shmuel says it refers to those who teach small children. And Rabbeinu Zal there shows the connection that the small children, the Hevel Peh Shel Tinoge Shel Beis Ravim, is the tikkun for the dayonim, for the dinim. Hamtokas adinim. V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says now, to summarize all of this, ki lahalo is hanefesh, shu b'chinas toira, b'chinas zikorin, b'chinas chochma v'chaim, or v'chesed, in order to elevate the soul which corresponds to Torah, memory, intelligence, life, light, kindness, ulahachnia, and in order to subdue, to humble, hachomer, the gashmius, vahaguf, the body, shubachin asichlis, which is synonymous with foolishness, vishikha, and forgetfulness, vichulu, etc., etc. Ho ikaru hu alidei bechinas hevel shein boi chet. The way one accomplishes that is through a breath that has no sin in it. Shehu avira d'Eretz Yisroel, which means the air of Eretz Yisroel. That's a pure ear. Bechinas hevelpim shel tinoikos, the breath that comes from the mouths of small children. Shezeo bechinas tainas utstokol Eretz Yisroel, which is tied into the concept of fasting and the concept of giving charity to Eretz Yisroel specifically. And this is also why the Gemara says over there, be careful with the children of Amei Horetz, because you never know, from them could be Talmidei Chachamim. Ki bnei Amoretz heim nefoshois nechbodois ma'oid. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, very often, you can have a parent that's not learned at all, very, very simple, Amhoritz, and their children could be very, very high-level nefoshes, very high-level souls. Achim kitziporim hu achuzes bepach. However, these souls are trapped. It's like they're trapped in a trap because they find themselves, you know, they were born into a family of not learned people. So they're being held back to a degree from really advancing. And therefore it's a mitzvah for the Jews in general, when they see such children, to give them respect. Because by giving them respect, that opens up their nefesh. That's like a key that open, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that kovoid is the source of the nefesh. Kovoid draws out the nefesh. all the Yiddish nefoshos come mitachas kisei kovod, from the throne of Hashem. So by giving such a nefesh kovod, you bring it out, and you bring it to its full potential. Ki shoresh ha-toira hu ha-kovod, because the foundation, the source of Torah is kovod, as we said before. V'ha-nefesh mishtoikekes li-kol boi b'sharoshoi, and the soul yearns desperately to want to get to its source. V'zehu hi zoharu shemehem teitzei Torah. Ayin Sham Kol Zeh Heitev. Rav Nosnal says, look over there in Likut Imran. This chapter 37 is a long chapter, and it's not an easy one. It's a difficult Torah in Likut Imran. But there, each line that he said here becomes a paragraph over there, where he explains it and he proves it from Psukim, you know, very well. Someone here just mentioned a beautiful item from Rav Nosnal that's worth including right over here. Rav Nosnal in one place asks a question. He says, I don't understand. Yidden come to a wedding, and everybody's clapping and dancing and celebrating music. What are they so happy about? Here, this guy had it easy. He didn't have to support a family. There's 4 billion worries and problems that he didn't have when he was single. Now, suddenly, him and her decided to get married. Their lives become 10 billion times more complicated, and bills and expenses and worries. Are they going to have children? What's everybody so happy about? What's the celebration? So Rav Nosnal explains that we see that when Yitzchak Avinu was born, his mother said, Kol HaShemea Yitzchak Li, that she named him Yitzchak because everyone who hears about this is going to be laughing for me, happy with me. What are they going to be? You know, that a woman at the age of 90 years old gave birth to a baby boy. You know, everybody's going to be happy. So again, Rav Nosnal asks, what are they all so happy about? The answer is because Yitzchak Avinu was the first Jew, the first real Jew, you know, the first one to be born to religious parents. Avraham Avinu's parents were not religious. He was the first person who was born in purity. And from him was going to come forth the entire Klal Yisrael. Yeah, he was going to give birth to Yaakov Avinu, who was going to be the foundation of the whole Jewish people. So when it says, Kol HaShemea Yitzchakli, Rav Nosnal says, this doesn't mean just in this world. It means that in all the worlds, there was an incredible joy when this child was born. Because this child was going to be mamish, the beginning of the most fantastic heritage in the world, the beginning of Klal Yisrael. And Rav Nosnal says, this is also the case at a wedding, that whenever a Jewish couple gets married, what's everybody dancing about? Because now that they're getting married, with Hashem's help, they have the ability to have children. They're going to have children, whether it's going to be their sons or grandsons or great-grandsons, somewhere along the way, there's going to be a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. There's going to be a great person, a star that's going to illuminate the world. Because he says, we know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself, his father was a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham. But his grandfather or his great-grandfather, somewhere back there were shoemakers. There were shoemakers, there were tailors, there were and people saw them, and some people didn't know that behind this shoemaker, that 2-3 generations down, is going to come a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who's going to light up all the different worlds. So Rav Nosnal says, any time that a Yid goes to a bris, or to a bar mitzvah, or to any Jewish simcha, and they're celebrating, this is what we're celebrating. That we're hoping, we're confident, that whether it be from this one, or from their children, or somewhere along the way, there's going to be a home run. There's going to be a superstar that's going to make all 20 generations have been... person would say, it wasn't even worth having this child, you know, because nothing came from them. You never know where along the way there's going to be one who's going to light up the world in such a way that it was worth 20, 30 generations of ordinary people to be able to bring one like this into the world. That's also related to this giving respect to Bnei Am Haaretz, Shemehem Teisei Torah. Now, Rav Nosnal says, paragraph Aleph, V'zeh b'chinas birchas hanenin, this is the concept of the brochos that we make on food and drink and other pleasures, she'osur lehonos me'olam hazeh b'lei brocha, where the Gemara says that a Jew is not allowed to have any pleasure from this world without making a brocha first. Otherwise, it's like stealing. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known item. Shai de abrocha shemavorchan alei ze pri oy ki yotze, aide ze malin hanefesh hamegulgol shom. That when a person makes a brocha on a fruit or any other food item, they release and elevate the soul that's found in that food item. The Arizal talks about this. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said on the Pasuk, Re'evim gam tzemeim nafsham bohem tisatov, that Hashem has put it into the nature of human beings to be hungry and thirsty. Why? Because nafsham bohem tisatov, because there are nefoshos that are wrapped in the food items, and there's no other way for those nefoshos to be really released other than a Jew making a bracha on it and eating it. And that's how he elevates those souls. It's a tremendous chiddush. Ki b'chol dover sheboilam yesh nefoshos hamigulgolim. Because in everything in the world, there are souls that are being reincarnated. V'alkein ikra brocho hu b'b'chinas avir deretz Yisrael. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, when a Yid makes a brocho, he's introducing the holy air of Eretz Yisrael on into the scene. Kidei sheyia hamaychol nichlal b'avir deretz Yisrael al yidei brocho. Because he's bringing that food item into an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael by the bracha that he's making on it. Kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocho chayim. Because there's a pasuk about Eretz Yisrael when the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael. You know what Eretz Yisrael is? Eretz Yisrael is the place where Hashem has commanded blessings, brachos. Eretz Yisrael is the place of brachos. So when I make a bracha, I'm drawing the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael there. Ki al Eretz Yisrael whom ki Eretz Yisrael whom mekoyer habrochos. Eretz Yisrael is the source of all brochos. Ki shom oilen kol hatfilois vahabrochos vahoidois. Because all blessings and all prayers and all praises of Hashem from all over the world go up to heaven via Eretz Yisrael. It's a pasuk v'hispalol oelecho derech haratzon. That's what the pasuk says. Ki kol birchos hanenin onolameidem mibirchos hamozen. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. We know, where does the Gemara learn out that you're supposed to make a bracha when you're going to eat and drink something? It's not written in the Chumash. In the Chumash, it only mentions making a bracha after eating. It says, V'yochalto, v'sovoto, uveirachto. You'll eat, you'll be full, and then you'll bless Hashem. So it talks about making a blessing after eating. It doesn't say anything about before. So the Gemara Shem Razal, the Gemara says, L'achrod mavorech lefonov le'kolshkein. If you're supposed to make a bracha after you eat, then logically, of course, you make a bracha before you eat. The Gemara learns it out from a Kal V'Chomer. So we see that all the brachas that we make before eating, the basis for them is Birchas Hamozen. Birchas Hamozen is the base from which we learn out all Birchos Hanenim. And what is Birchas Hamozen? Birchas Hamozen is wall-to-wall Eretz Yisrael. V'ikar Birchas Hamozen b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. Birchas Hamozen is all about Eretz Yisrael. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'yochalto, v'savoto, uveirachto es Hashem alikecho al ha'aretz. You'll bless Hashem al horetz, about Eretz Yisrael. Al horetz atoivo. Ki kol birchos hanenin kulam him b'shvil lehalois hanefesh asher shom ba'dovar shechel. Because the brachos that we make on food items that we eat or drink, the purpose of it, one of the most important objectives is to elevate the nefesh, the souls that are found in those food items. V'yalkein tzrichin shiyeh kol ha'borches hanenin b'b'chinas avir deretz Yisrael. Therefore, a person must see to it that his bracha should be the atmosphere, should provide the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto al horetz atoivo. Your bracha should bring about al horetz atoivo. Even if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, if you're a havdol in America or something, your bracha ubeirachto al horetz atoivo. Your bracha should be al horetz atoivo. Shemishomonu lemeidin kol habrachos, because that's the place from which we learn out all brachas. Kidei lahalois hanefesh al yidei avir Eretz Yisrael kanal. In order to be able to elevate the soul that's found in that food item through the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar alias hanefesh hu al yidei avir Eretz Yisrael. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutimran that the main power, the main rocket fuel that has the ability to elevate a nefesh that's fallen is the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, which is synonymous with the pure type of air, the pure breath that comes from small children, small Yiddish kinder. כי כשמבורכן עלי זה דובור, על ידי זה נזגלה כוח מעשו וכולו. Because when a person makes a bracha on something, he broadcasts the fact that Hashem created everything. כי מגלן על ידי הברוכה שהשם יזבורך בורס כל הילם כולי. That's what we're saying in the bracha, that Hashem created everything. ועיקר קידוש הסרט ישראל נעשה ידי כוח מעשו. And we mentioned in the previous halacha that the Gemara says that the basis for the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is koyach ma'asov higid liyamoi, that by Hashem saying on page one in the Chumash, I made everything, I created everything, by Hashem establishing that as fact, that's what assures us of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, that the Goyim cannot come and say, we were here first, Eretz Yisrael is ours, Eretz Yisrael is not a Jewish country, Eretz Yisrael is not a holy place, it's ours, we were here first, we're not holy. The Torah says, the Rashi in the beginning of Chumash says that they can say that because by Hashem establishing on page one that Hashem made everything, that means that Hashem made Eretz Yisrael also. And because Hashem is in charge of it, he has the right to lend it out to whomever he wants. And whenever he decides to pull back, he pulls it right back and gives it to whoever he wants. Hashem leased it out to the Goyim for a limited period of time, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Vayitein lohem arzo izgoyim. Al yidei shenizgala shashim zborach boruchu bora hakoil. Kama shapirish rashal posiv bereshis. Kama shikosav rabbein azal bekama makoimois. Because the ikar kedusha aseret Yisrael is established by knowing that Hashem created everything, as is found right in the beginning of the Chumash. Nimtza, shalidei habrocha shemavorchim. Shaydei zeh megalin shashim zborach bora dover azeh. So therefore, every time a Yid makes a bracha, whereby he's delivering a powerful message that I believe that Hashem created everything, including this, Ayidei zeh nichlal zeh hadovor shemavorchen olav bebchinas avir hakodosh, bebchinas avir deretz Yisrael. By doing that, he's plugging that food item that he's eating, that Florida orange, he's plugging it into the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Koyach ma'as avig liyamoy. Ki ikar Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael hu rak alidei b'china zu, alidei b'china z koyach ma'as, alidei shegila shem yizborach b'tchila sa toira, shehu yizborach boras hakoil. Because the source of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from there, from koyach ma'as avig liyamoy, from Hashem declaring himself as boss. That's what establishes the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Because logically, we could say Eretz Yisrael is not, what kind of ridiculous thing? Eretz Yisrael is holy, what are you kidding? You want to see who is living there? They had garbage living there, wall-to-wall junk. The answer is no. They were just it. They're not Eretz Yisrael. They were temporary squatters. Hashem put them there for a limited period of time. But it's not there. It has nothing to do with them owning the place. The one who owns it declared on page one, Bereshis Bara Lekim Es Hashemayim V'Haaretz, I created heaven and earth. I own everything. They were there temporarily. I let them be there. When it's time to clean the joint, Kaviyochel Hashem cleared them out of there and gave Eretz Yisrael its wall-to-wall kedusha. V'alkein b'chol mokoyim sheYisrael shom u'megalin u'mefarsimim es hakdusha dahinu shemegalin shashem yizborach bora hakoil nimshach l'shom b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'chinas mikdash ma'at. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, wherever Jews are found and the Jews keep the mitzvahs, they broadcast the fact that they believe that Hashem created everything. By doing that, they establish the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael in their place to a degree. Bechinas Mikdosh Ma'at, a miniature, a limited Beis HaMikdosh in a sense. Ki Iker Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael hu rak al yidei koyach ma'asov kanal. Because the essence of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is this concept of koyach ma'asov higid liyamoy. O kemavur hazeh bedivrei Rabbeinu bekama mekoymois. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in several different places. V'alkein al yidei habrocho shemavorchan al adovor. And therefore, when a Jew makes a bracha on something, umegalin shashim yizborach boras hadavar hazeh, and by doing that, he announces that Hashem created this, ayidei zeh nichlal hadavar hazeh, ayidei habrocha bebchinas avir eretz Yisrael kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that by making the bracha on the item, he plugs that item into avir eretz Yisrael. Vayidei zeh malin hanefesh asher megulgal shom. And that's what gives him the ability to elevate the soul that's been reincarnated into that food item, or that drink, or whatever it is. Ki ikar hisalus hanefesh vayidei b'chinas avir eretz Yisrael kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed over there on the Kutimran that the main force that has the ability to elevate nefoshos is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the avir of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydeze oila hanefesh ubechinas Torah ubechinas zikorin kanal. That's what gives the nefesh, which is synonymous with Torah and memory, an aliyah. And this is why the Gemara speaks about showing respect to food. You don't throw food around, chas v'shalom. You don't waste food. You treat food very, very respectful, with respect. As the Gemara says, Sheloi levazay ses oichlim, kemavur b'shulchan aruch. Ki tzrichin linoi kovoy boichlim kedei sheyisale hanefesh asher shom aydei hakovoy shu sheresh hakoyl. Kemavur heitei b'divir rabbeinu b'maymar anal. Al mashom razal, hizoro b'vnei oretz l'chavdom, shemehem teitzei toira ayin shom heitei. Because Rav Nosson Zal says that the way Rabbeinu Zal, just as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, that when you have souls that have been born, special souls that have been born into families that are downtrodden families, amei horetz, not families that are not religious at all, or if they are religious, they're very not involved in Torah, they're not lomdim at all. When you have a soul that's born into that kind of family, the soul is in a very fallen state. And Rabbeinu Zal and the Gemara says you have to be mechabed such a soul. You have to treat that soul with respect, and giving the respect that you give to that soul reconnects it to the Torah, reconnects it to the Kisei HaKavod. It elevates it and it helps it blossom and become what it's supposed to become: a giant in Torah, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous tzaddik. The respect that one gives to the Bnei Am Horetz. Rav Nosson Zal says it's exactly a similar situation with giving respect to food. Because food also has in it these nefoshos chashuvos that are fallen and that are trapped in this casing of the food. And by showing respect to the food, you reconnect the nefesh that's in that food to the Kisei HaKavod, to its source, to the Torah, to the Avira of Eretz Yisrael, and that's how you elevate that nefesh. Nimtzo she'ikar habrocha she'mevorchan al kol dovor hu bebechinas Avira of Eretz Yisrael, she'bechinas hevel pim shel tinoikos. So therefore, the essence of the main purpose for the brocha that we make on everything is to establish the avir of their Eretz Yisrael, that hevel peh, the pure breath of the children. And this is why one of the first things that small Jewish children are taught is to make brachas, to be able to make brachas. Ki ikra habrocha walidei hevel pim shel tinoikos shu hevel shein boi chay b'chinas avir der Yisrael kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the whole concept of a bracha, the whole concept of declaring that Hashem created everything, is a concept of drawing an atmosphere of the purity of the breath of small children. When a 75-year-old yid makes a bracha on food, he's drawing hevel pim shel tinoikos shel beis rabban. Visham mekoyer habrocha, and that's the source of bracha. The source of bracha is from those small children. Bebechinas, as we say, yevorech es hanorim. Hamalach hagoyi lois mikoro hu yevorech es hanorim. Vaydeze nizgal en hovoi spoilem. And that brings about a revelation of Avram, of the light of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov into the world. Lahogain, to protect all of Klal Yisrael. Vinidche hadin vachoshech, and judgments and darkness are dispelled. Vinichne hachomer vaguf, and the gashmius is subdued, humbled. Vashikcho vasichlus, and forgetfulness and foolishness are all eliminated. Vinimshach chesed, and we draw kindness. Bechinas chochma v'chaim v'zikoroin, kemavur heitev b'mayim ranal, as is explained very, very well over there in Likutei Moharan and Torah Lamed Zayin. There Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on it. Siv Beis, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the Gemara says, Hayman deboy lameh v'chasido likayim ili debrochos, that if a person wants to be chosid, he should fulfill brochos. He should learn the brochos very, very well and fulfill it very well. K'al yidei habrocho ma'alas ha'nefesh k'nal, because we learned before that the brocha is the item that elevates the nefesh. V'nimshach chesed, and we learned over there in Likutei Moharan that his salus ha'nefesh brings about chesed. Bechinas goymel nafshoi ish chosid, as it says over there. Nimtzo shalidei habrochos hu chosid. So therefore we see that brochos are the item that are mashpia this chesed, this chosid, this bechina of chosid. Goymel nafshoi ish chosid, the pasuk says. V'zehu v'amri lo mili diavos. And the Gemara says over there, some say that the way that you become chosid is by fulfilling brochos. Others say it's by fulfilling mili diovois, perkei avos. What it says in perkei avos? Hainu Kanal. This is as we said before. Ki ikar habrochais hemchinas avir d'Eretz Yisrael. That the ikar brochais are to draw an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. And when one draws an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, what's next? He draws the oyer of the avos. Zucharti es brisi Yaakov, Yitzchok, Avraham, v'ha'oretz ezkoyer. When you bring about an atmosphere of v'ha'oretz, automatically you introduce Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, the oyer of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Bechinas v'zucharti es brisi Yaakov ad v'ha'oretz ezkor kanal, as we said before. V'zehu v'yamri lo mili denezokin. And some say that the way that you become chassid is by fulfilling the items of nezokin. You know, it's by dealing properly with your fellow Jew, not damaging somebody else, paying for damages, paying back loans, all of those items that are in the category of mili dinazokin, dinazikin. Ki kol dinei nezikin heim siluk hahezek mechaveroi, levli lahazek echod es chaveroi. Because nezikin is all about a Jew being careful not to harm or damage another Jew in any way, not to damage the person or his property in any way. Ve'im heziko yishalan hazeko, and if you did cause any damage, to make sure to pay for it. And when the person corrects such a situation, he eliminates the din, the judgment. He clears up the din, which is the damage. Hahezek vadin vachoshech ulahalos hanefesh vasecho ayde abrochei shemchinas avir d'Eretz Yisrael shaydim nizgal lovas kanal. This is referring to removing the damage, the mishpat, the darkness, and elevate the nefesh and the sechel through the brochais that we make, which create an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, which brings about a revelation of the light of Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. Ki siluk hahezek mechaveroi shehim dinei nezikin hu gam kein bebechinas kanal. Because the concept of removing damage from another person who's paying for the damage, correcting the damages, is also a concept of hisalos hanefesh. Ulahachmiya din, and to subdue din. Ki hamomoin hu shoyresh hanefesh, kemavur b'divra azal b'mokam acha, b'simen untes. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Torah Nun Tes in the Ketuvim Moran that money and the nefesh both come from the same place. They both come from the kisya kovoy. V'ho'oysher v'hakovoyd milfonecho. Ashirus comes from kovoyd, a source of kovoyd, and nefesh comes from kovoyd. The nefoshes are chotzuv mitachas kisya kovoyd. V'zeh merumaz gam b'maim ranal. And this is also merumaz in Torah Lamed Zayin in Likutei Moran. She'kosav shom shaydei tztoko malin hanefesh kanal. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that giving tztoko is one of the things that elevates the nefesh. Ki oni choshuv kameis. Because we know the Gemara says that a person who's poor is considered chas v'shom like he's not living. Me'achar she'en lo imomoin lahachyois nafshoi. Because he's lacking in money, which is one of the things that gives chiyus to the nefesh. Ki hadam hu hanefesh, and domim is tarte mashma, number one. And also, v'es kol hayikum asher b'raglecha zu memoinoi shel odom shemekim hayo raglav. It's kiyum hanefesh also. Ki hamomoin degdusho hu shoyresh hanefesh. Because money, in its holy form, is the source of the nefesh. Nimtzo kishenoisen mi memoinoi tztoko lo'ani hu mechaye u mekayim nafshoi. So therefore, when a person gives from his money to a poor person, he's injecting life and sustenance, kium, into that the soul of the oni, is elevating his nefesh. Kemoishom Razal, as the Gemara talks about, kolamekayim nefesh achas miYisrael, a person who supports one nefesh in Klal Yisrael. Ki hamomoin hu hanefesh kanal, because momoin is the nefesh. V'yalkein al yidei hamomoin shnes loni al yidei zeh nesala hanefesh vasechel bebechinas ashrei maskel dol. Therefore, when a yid gives tztoka to a poor person, he elevates the nefesh and the seichel. As the pasuk says, ashrei maskil eldol. Fortunate is the person who will give seichel to a poor person. By giving him money, you're giving him moichin, you're giving him das. Because when a person is poor, he's in a tzimtzum, he's in a moichin de katnus, chas v'shon. Ki ein oni elemen adas, because the Gemara says that the true poverty is poverty of das. Ki hakoyel echot, because it's all tied together. כי מאחר שאין לו מומוין, שבחינס נפש, בחינס שכל, על כן הוא עוני מן הדס גם כן, בחינס חוכמה סמיסקן בזויו. Because of the fact that this person doesn't have money, which means there's a chesaron in the nefesh is lacking, which is the sechel, therefore he's oni min adas. As the pasuk says, chochmas hamiskein bezuyo. The chochma of a poor person is insulted. People don't respect it. Vayidei shenoisin loy momoin, and by giving him money, nisala hanefesh vasechel. The nefesh and the sechel is elevated. Vayidei zeh nisala nafshoi shel anoisin gam kein. And because you elevated the soul of the poor person, your soul also gets elevated in the process. Ki kol hamarachim al abriyos, marachim lov min hashemayim. Because the Gemara says that a person who has pity on others, Hashem has pity on you. V'nimshach olav rachmonus v'chesed. So therefore, by giving to the poor person, the one who did the giving draws upon himself kindness, all types of kindness. Shubachinas esalos hanefesh. Which is the concept of the nefesh being elevated. Goy mel nafsho yish chosid, we said before. V'al kein aydei tzedoko, who is salos hanefesh kanal. Therefore, tzedoko is also one of those items that elevates the nefesh. Ki hamomoin hu shoyresh hanefesh kanal. Because money is at the source of the nefesh. V'zeh u'b'yatzmoy b'chinas dinei nezikin, she'ezhira toiro shelo yigzoil v'lo yazik echod es chaveiroi kedei shelo yilifkoi mes hanefesh, shu'b'chinas momen kanal. And this is the reason why the Torah instructs us not to steal from anybody, not to do any monetary damage to any person, so that you're not poigim in the nefesh of that person, which is the momen. V'im gzol oyoy hezikoi, and if you did steal, if you did take something improperly, or you did cause damage. You have to pay back. In order to complete that nefesh, by paying back the damage. The damage created a deficiency in the nefesh. It took away from the nefesh. A monetary loss is also a weakening of the nefesh. By returning the money, you restore the nefesh. Nimtzo shedine nezikene b'chinas esalos hanefesh b'chinas tzedoko sheikar esalos hanefesh shual yodo. So therefore, all dine nezikin are also a concept of hisalos hanefesh, a concept of tzedoko, which brings about esalos hanefesh. V'al kenai deze nikra chasida. And this is why the Gemara says over there that there are those who say that through dine nezikin, the person receives the title of chosid. B'chinas goimel nafshoi ish chosid.